There's a great piece in the papers, one of the papers today, that talks to celebrities who love household chores, who absolutely love household chores. It's a bit scary. Kirsty Alsop, who's a television presenter, has said that women secretly enjoy. Is that what you do when you're in the house on your own? You secretly enjoy doing household chores. Do you run around dusting, going, oh, I can't get enough of this duster? And hoovering. I hope he's late home tonight. I just can't stop with this hoover. Sounds rude. But anyway, apparently, it's therapeutic. And you love doing household chores. So this particular journalist, Mary Carr, decided that she'd have a chat with a few journalists or a few celebrities and see, do they like doing household chores? Miriam McCallaghan admitted that she often winds down after the rigors of primetime by cleaning her bathroom. Now, I watched Miriam McCallaghan last night in flying form, and it was all about the CRC debacle, which is another day's work. Good. Buy a bear. Tell me about it. But I can't imagine her running home and just going, listen, is it prime time over? Just cut the lights, will you? Into the car, off she goes in her red coat. Home she goes, takes it off, straight up to the bathroom with vim or whatever it is, and vigor, and starts working on the bathroom. But apparently that's what Miriam does. Within an hour of you watching primetime, Miriam McCallaghan is on her knees cleaning her bathroom, according to this article. Louis Walsh, he says, I don't mind hoovering. Now, they go on about it, but I'm just going to take out what's very relevant in each piece. Rory Cowan, who is in Mrs. Brown's Boys, says, I adore ironing. What? Adore ironing. What is it about adore? Sybil Mulcahy, TV3 presenter. I love ironing. I really do. I have a fancy iron I got in Debenhams for a few hundred euro, an industrial thing. I take it out about two evenings a week while I'm watching EastEnders. I watched EastEnders last night now. I took out a bottle of wine. I didn't think of taking out the iron. What have I missed? Mary Mitchell O'Connor, Fine Gael TD for Dunleary. I love hanging out clothes on the line. This is just, I can't abide household chores. They have to be done, absolutely, but you know what? I don't get any satisfaction from them, and the quicker they're done, the better. But this is just crazy. Cleaning bathrooms, hanging clothes out, and loving the old iron, and the bit of hoovering as well. Is there something behind that? Okay, I'm thinking on two ways. One, do you love household chores? Come on air and convince me that you love household chores. But secondly, and there's a couple of guys, like Paul Costello is also there, and Louis and Rory. What I'm thinking is, guys, if you want to earn 5,000 brownie points, right, for the weekend, if you enjoy ironing or doing the laundry or the hoovering or the dishes, I want you to come on and convince me. Guys, this is especially for you, and I'm going to tell you this. You will earn 5,000 brownie points if you can come on air and convince me that you love household chores, right? There's brownie points up for begging here. Every woman in Ireland will love you, and if you have a partner, you'll get a lot of loving. Or you'll be allowed to stay out in the pub really late tonight. Give us a shout. Household chores. Convince me that they're therapeutic. As guys, is there a guy out there that will actually convince me that he loves a certain household chore? And you can't be rude. Well, you can be rude on text, but I mightn't read it out, but it'll give us a bit of a giggle. But if you're on air, it's got to be straight here, okay? 1850 715 922 or text us at 51552. If you want to describe it on an email, why not? Colm@rte.ie. Hey, Rory, how are you?
How are you doing, Colin?
Not too bad at all. Rory, are you going to earn yourself some brownie points here by admitting that you like household chores?
Yeah, well, it's part and parcel of what myself and my wife agreed when I was not working, that I enjoy cooking. I love to cook anyway. So, and I enjoy getting one over on the grocery shopping when you see the likes of certain well-known stores price things. And I don't mind and enjoy ironing.
I think, actually, I've got a theory. I think men are better shoppers than women. Women take too much time. They browse and they sometimes go, you're absolutely right. They think, oh, look, it's 3 for 1. We don't do that. We just go, we don't need 3. We'll take 1.
I totally disagree with you.
Oh, do you?
Yep, because I can give you an example of it. I was looking at a certain brand of tissues one day and I saw that if you bought a special offer of a conjoined pack of tissues for your nose, they were €2.50, and if you bought a single packet, they were €2.30. People were buying the single packet. Now, right. You can tell me if you didn't, and these were side by side on a. On a shelf.
That makes a bit more sense, but I'm thinking of the stuff, you know, like three bathroom cleaners for the price of two or something, but you know that one bathroom cleaner is going to last you probably a year, unless you're Miriam O'Callaghan, who seems to enjoy cleaning our bathroom all the time. That sort of stuff, I'm just, you know.
No, I'm sorry to say that attitude at the moment in the current economic climate has gone out the door. People are mounting every cent they have.
Yeah.
Literally every cent. And when you can see something like, For argument's sake, I was out doing shopping and I saw a pack of 24 loo rolls at €6 for a well-known brand. Now, that, on average, priced is €13 each for the pack. Now, that's saving yourself some serious money. And if you look at it that way, if you bought two of them, you still get the third one for free if you're paying full price.
Okay, you're doing your maths there, Rory.
Well, you got to do it.
Wow, you are. And what about in that? You love ironing, do you?
I want to say I love it, but I enjoy it. I'm very precise in what way I like my shirts and so forth. So, and I don't mind doing it at all. I do all the ironing in the house.
Do you iron her clothes?
Yes, of course.
See, I iron my shirts, but I'm not allowed to iron any of her clothes.
Well, that's... The key word you're looking for, Tom, is allowed. if it has been manoeuvred in a certain way that you sort of have made an erroneous mistake with her favourite blouse and that would leverage yourself off from any clothes of hers.
The presumption is that I will do, because I'll be watching the football while I'm ironing, and I will do something wrong. And if it's a blouse, it's going to end up burnt. Well, you know what I mean?
And the worst part of it is that it's going to come out of the central funds, which means that it's going to cost you a small fortune.
You're all about the savings, Rory. I like you. I think Aldi have been on. They want you for their next ad. All right, so you're getting brownie points anyway, Rory. Listen, good talking to you. Rory loves cooking. He loves grocery shopping. He's clever there in the grocery shopping and a bit of ironing. Come on, guys. Anyone particularly love the ironing? And you can really sell it to me, because you will get brownie points. This is on the basis of people who absolutely love doing the household chore. Miriam O'Callaghan just cannot clean her bathroom enough. If Miriam's listening, maybe you'd tweet us a picture of your bathroom. You probably need sunglasses to go in there. Colm, I moved in with my boyfriend in October. It's the first time I've lived with someone, and do you know what he is? He's mad for the housework. Mad for it. Especially the ironing, Colm. Happy days. Methinks he is a keeper. Would that be a turn on for women as well? The guy that's just so big into the household chores. Colin, the only household chore I like is washing the car. Not accepted, Dave. That's outside of the house, and men do that anyway. It's the inside of the housey stuff. Colin, there is no point any of men doing any housework in my house, as they are all useless and it drives me mad. There is that as well. Men, when they hoover, don't really get to know how to work the little fiddly things that get around the corners. Colin, my dad does everything around the house. I don't think there are any chores he won't do. I think it's split pretty even between himself and my mom, just the way it should be. He works away from home during the day too. Okay, that's good. We do in... okay, this is from a lady. We do in our household chores. We enjoy when our house is clean, but if there's someone else doing it, all the better. My God, there are a million other nicer things you could be doing. Apparently, no, it's people like it. The mundane task is very therapeutic. Somebody else just texts in and says, Colin, I love housework. Dusting, ironing, cleaning, bathrooms. It's great therapy. I can't talk on the phone at the moment because I'm dusting, cleaning and everything. Thanks a bunch, Colin, talking about the housework. I'm currently mopping the bloody kitchen. That's another Colin. He's down in Enniscorthy. Mopping the bloody... Why is the kitchen bloody? It sounds quite bizarre, doesn't it? Yeah, just mopping up the bloody kitchen. Well, you know, he asked for it. Colm, hi. I do all the housework from washing machine to hoovering and washing floors and windows, and I love it all. That's from another person called Colm. Is this something in the name? No, not in this one. Now, ironing. Morning, all. Just wanted to say, I love, capital letters, I love ironing. I find it very relaxing, but I have not ironed for nearly 20 years. This is how it happened. I was ironing in the living room and my husband was sitting watching television. Well, he gave me the look. You know the one I mean. Yeah, it's the look, sort of, what are you doing, woman? Anyway, to which I asked, what's wrong? He said, that thing makes an awful lot of noise. To which I responded, it's mostly your stuff I'm ironing. He replied, I didn't ask you to do it. So I haven't ironed since. Good one. Well done, Siobhan. Stand your ground there. And here, tell me, what is therapeutic about cleaning a toilet or washing wee off the bathroom floor or the radiator? Or this isn't wee on the radiator or the wall or wherever my three darlings decide to aim. Oh, it is. I don't know. Ask Maria McCallan. Apparently, again, just I don't know if she was asked, and she loves nothing better than running home early from prime time to get her Vim out and her Parazone and to just clean that bathroom till it's shining. Colm, I do all my ironing in my house. Wife and three kids. Hate to admit it, but it chills me out, and I do enjoy it. Mick, if I do iron, Mick, I do it, and I do it at a time upstairs when I know there's a game on, and it's sort of okay because you can take it really, really slow as well.